This is the Trevor J. Brown Show, and we are kind enough now to be joined by author Jim Carlson, who has a brand new book coming out from Fox Point Publishing. It is called Reagan Slays the Dragon. You can find out more information on the Fox Point Publishing website. That's foxpointpublishing.com/author-Jim-Carlson. Jim, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Trevor?
Doing fantastic. Congratulations on the book, Reagan Slays the Dragon. What was your biggest inspiration to write this book?
You know, it was kind of a funny process. The title is named after my niece, Reagan, who's just got, you know, a spunky, spirited personality. And the rhyme, Reagan Slays the Dragon, popped into my head several years ago. And I had jotted it down. I was looking through my phone earlier this week and found an old note from 2017 that literally just says Reagan Slays the Dragon. And it just kind of went from there. It was something that just kind of stewed in the back of my mind for a while. And one kind of snowy Sunday afternoon a couple years ago, I just sat down and started writing something, and ended up with something that I, you know, thought I could just, you know, maybe, you know, give to Reagan as sort of a fun little story. But I was like, you know, I kind of really like the way this turned out, and maybe there's a way I can get it published. So I started doing some research about that, and ended up getting connected with Fox Point, and they liked the story that I'd written, and so it's kind of just gone from there.
The synopsis for the book: a small girl sets out to do something big, something no one else has accomplished, slay the fearsome dragon. To succeed, she will need to work through challenges, find her own solutions, and be brave. Was there a certain lesson when you were growing up that was difficult for you to learn? Were there certain challenges? Was there one in particular that stood out to you?
Personally, I feel like there was a period of time where school and stuff wasn't quite as important to me, or maybe my top priority. And so I had a couple years where, you know, academically I didn't do so hot. And so I'm hoping that the book just kind of inspires young people to understand that they'll encounter challenges and have to, you know, overcome doubt and different things, and just try to keep going and use the things they learn on the way to kind of overcome challenges.
Author Jim Carlson is our guest. In your bio on the Fox Point website, it mentions how you like to infuse things with lighthearted touch, and you like to amuse your wife with a literal sense of humor. Where do you think that love for humor came from?
That's a good question. So I have heard that my grandpa on my mom's side was a bit of a jokester himself. I never got to meet him personally, or at least he passed when I was very young. And so that might be a little bit of a genetic disposition, I guess. But I had my first daughter a little over a year ago. Her name's Amelia. And so when she was born, somebody gave us one of the Amelia Bedelia books, which I remember reading as a kid. And in there, Amelia Bedelia just takes instructions very literally and, you know, take the laundry out. So she takes the laundry outside and take out the light bulbs, and so she takes light, you know, whatever. She just does things very literally. And so I think there might be a piece of that, too, that stuck with me from a kid. And it's just kind of fun to reread those stories and be like, oh, yeah, I can totally see myself doing something like that.
What was the inspiration behind your daughter's name? That's a great name.
It was just a name that my wife and I were throwing around one night, and it just kind of rose to the top. There was no real inspiration behind it. Oddly, it's apparently one of the top five most common baby names in the last 2 or 3 years, which didn't know when we picked it. But we've actually met a couple of other young girls named Amelia in the last year and a half, which has been funny.
Well, even if it's in the top five, I still think it's rather unique. So. Author Jim Carlson with us. You can get more information on Jim and the book, which is coming out in February, Reagan Slays the Dragon, foxpointpublishing.com/author-Jim-Carlson. So you majored in financial management. You minored in English from the U of M Morris. Did you always have a love for writing, or how did that come about?
Yeah, I think there's always a part of that there. In college, I actually started out pursuing a physics degree, and by sophomore year, that was just way too much math, way overwhelmed with the math, so I needed to pivot. I thought about doing a full English major, but just wasn't sure about the job prospects and everything at the time, so I decided to pursue financial management, but keep some of that English in there is something that I enjoyed a little bit more. And so that was kind of the basis behind pursuing that in college. And then after college, I've kept up writing to a degree. Professionally, I've done a lot of writing of training materials and things like that. I've done some freelance writing for the last several years, mostly in the automotive realm. But
what fascinates you about the automotive realm?
I think driving cars is a lot of fun. I love the way cars are designed and their styling, and that's a trait or an affinity I've had since I was young. My dad and one of my uncles in particular is very into cars. He's got you know, a couple of old classic muscle cars from the 60s that I think really inspired that love, and my dad and I have done a ton of car related stuff over the years, so yeah, it's just always been something of a passion for me.
Do they restore cars or work on them?
Not a great deal. My dad doesn't. My uncle might a little bit, but I've never heard of him doing any major restorations or anything himself. So I think a lot of his cars are still fairly original.
Sure. Author Jim Carlson is our guest. So Jim, who are some of your favorite authors? Do you have a favorite novel from the past year or two?
Yeah, so I've recently been kind of working through the Ender's Game series by Orson Scott Card. I'd read the Ender's Game several years ago and then kind of got inspired to revisit it and start reading some of the other books in that series. And I think those are just very interesting science fiction books that kind of deal with the kind of big pictures of what it means to be human and dealing with other, I mean, in this case, other species, but can easily be applied to, you know, other people and things like that. So I've enjoyed those books. And another author I've read recently is Neal Stephenson. He's another science fiction author. One of my favorite books by him is called Seven Eves, which is a interesting book about what the human race would do if there were some sort of massive calamity threatening the planet. In this particular case, the moon breaks apart and eventually just kind of wipes out the surface of the Earth, and they try to figure out how to get a population off the Earth to survive in outer space and kind of reestablish a human race and things like that. So that was a really fascinating book.
So Reagan Slays the Dragon, that's more early reader, and that's coming out in February, but you mentioned kind of science fiction. Could you maybe dive into that realm in the future with future writing?
That could certainly be a possibility. I don't have anything that I'm actively working on in that regard. You know, I think there's potential to maybe do a follow-up or two with Reagan and kind of see where her story goes. But I also really enjoyed the process of writing a children's book specifically, and I think it just provides an interesting platform to do, you know, some more fun things in just a short format that I think fit my personality and my attention span a little bit better, I think.
Author Jim Carlson is with us, foxpointpublishing.com/author-Jim-Carlson. Reagan Slays the Dragon, coming out in February. It says in your bio here that you enjoy jiu-jitsu. What got you into that?
So martial arts started for me really towards the end of college. I was just looking for ways to keep physically active in college, and there were a couple of guys that were doing sort of a martial arts club. So that was kind of my first introduction to martial arts. And then when I graduated from college, again, I wanted to find something to do to stay in shape. And so I just went to a Taekwondo studio that happened to be near my house. And, you know, their sign out front just said martial arts. So I just walked in and, you know, was like, hey, tell me about what you do here. And they happened to teach Taekwondo. And so that's kind of what I picked up. And that was back in 2008, I guess, mid to late 2008. And I did Taekwondo for a number of years. And then in the last maybe 5 years, just started getting into jiu-jitsu more. The taekwondo studio I'd been practicing at had been trying to get a jiu-jitsu class started. And so we had a nice little group going there, and then, you know, the COVID happened, and so things kind of were put on hold for a couple of years, but I've been back at it for about a year now, and I just recently received my blue belt, which is the second rank up from, you know, your progress towards black belts. That was exciting and kind of unexpected, but yeah.
You also enjoy fishing. Do you have a favorite fishing spot in the state?
Well, I grew up fishing in Richmond, Minnesota, which is up near St. Cloud. My mom's family has a cabin up there. She grew up on a resort up there, so we've got a lot of family connections up there. So I grew up fishing on that lake, and it's been a good lake for pan fishing, catch a lot of crappies and stuff. And one of my favorite things to do up there is just get up early in the morning, just before sunrise, and go out and try to catch some bass. You know, just cast along the shoreline and stuff like that has been probably my favorite way to fish.
Absolutely. We can all hope for warmer days. I'm sure you could go do some ice fishing too this time of year, but I don't know. It's tough to beat the spring and summertime out on a lake in Minnesota. Jim, I appreciate the time. Best of luck with the book, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you down the line.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Trevor. I appreciate the time.
Jim Carlson, our guest. Reagan Slays the Dragon is the book. It's coming out in February, and you can get more information about Jim Carlson at foxpointpublishing.com/author-Jim-Carlson. This is the Trevor J. Brown Show.